congregation please rise in our entrance hymn is hymn number 673, God's Who's Almighty Word, 673. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may be seated for confession and forgiveness, and make use of the kneelers if you so desire. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus the Christ our Lord,
amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. O most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I invite you to rise with the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise, found on page 138 and following in the front of the hymnal, page 138. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Our hymn of praise for the whole month of June is hymn number 412, Come Join the Dance of Trinity. Hymn 412, we sing verses 1 and 4 only of this hymn today. Hymn 412, verses 1 and 4.
The first reading is from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 15 through 21. Then the Lord said to Elijah, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram. Also, you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel, and you shall anoint Elijah, son of Shalap of Abimelech, as prophet in your place. Whoever escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall kill, and whoever escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elijah shall kill. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. So he set out from there and found Elijah, son of Shaphat, who was plogging. They were 12 yokes of oxen ahead of him, and he was with the 12th. Elijah passed by him, threw his mantle over him. He left the oxen, ran after Elijah, and said, "Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." Then Elijah said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" He returned from following him, took the yoke of oxen, and slaughtered them. Using the equipment from the oxen, he boiled the flesh and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out and followed Elijah and became his servant. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The psalm is Psalm 16. We'll read it responsibly. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, "You are my Lord. I have no good apart from you." As for the holy ones in the land, they are the noble, is whom is all by delight.
Those who chose their God multiplied their sorrows.
Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out, or take their names upon my lips.
The Lord is my chosen portion and my cups.
You hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a good heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me.
I keep the Lord always before me.
Because the Lord is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
Therefore my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices.
My body also rests secure, for you do not give me up to Sheol, or let your faithful ones see the pit.
You show me the path of life.
In your presence there is fullness of joy.
In your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from Galatians chapter 5, 1, 13 through 25. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters, only to not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and you devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposite to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposite to the flesh. For these are opposite to each other to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, lustrous, adultery, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you, and I want you before those who do not such things not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. And those who belong to the Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passion and desire. If you live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Holy Gospel for today, this third Sunday after Pentecost, is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered the village of the Samaritans to make ready for him, but they did not receive him because his face was set towards Jerusalem. When his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those in my home." Jesus said to him, "No one puts a hand to the plow and looks back. No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the letter to the Galatians, the 5th chapter, the second reading for today. Let us pray in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. For freedom, Christ has set us free. It's as simple as that. It's the whole sermon in a nutshell. You should say amen, Pastor, and call it good. But you know me too well. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. My question this week to myself, and my question for you this week is, what does this freedom look like? Freedom in Christ, what does it look like? A kid wanting to run away from home? First Communion students? I'll tell you a true story. I was 4 years old. I told my mother, "I hate you and I wish you were dead. I'm going to run away from home." And once I actually did it, I put all my possessions in the little red wagon and I went halfway down Main Street. Then I got lost. My mother's comment to me, bless her heart, it's her 88th birthday today, by the way, so yay, Ma Beak. But when I said, "I hate you and I wish you were dead, I'm going to run away from home," this was her comment and I will never forget it. "The door is only locked from the outside." Oh my. Meaning, for those of you who don't get it, under 15 years old, here's your hat, what's your hurry? Right? Meaning that you can leave anytime you want. Who's stopping you? Is that freedom? I thought so. What does such freedom look like when Paul says, for freedom Christ has set us free? Or who has more freedom? The confirmed bachelor? You've heard me preach about that here recently a number of times. Or the father, the son, the husband, the mother, the daughter, the wife, discovering a range of emotions and values and possibilities made through the relationships with family members. Friday night, I got a phone call. It's not easy living on interstates, by the way. Never had done that before moving to American Falls. The nice, quaint little burg of American Falls, yeah? Living on interstates. I had a friend from California coming through, going to Montana, and she called me and said, what are you doing for dinner? Meet me in Pocatello, let's go to dinner. Okay. I had 3 hours to prepare for that, but I juggled my schedule and everything and thought, I can do that. I've had this friend from California for 25 years. I confirmed all three of her children. I married her daughter. Figure that one out. And just 2 years ago, she became a grandmother. We spent an hour and a half at dinner at the Sandpiper. The place was packed. I said, you know how to pick them, because I let her pick it and make reservations. That's where she always stays and eats on the way up to see her children, her grandson, who's two. For an hour and a half, guess what we talked about? She had her cell phone, and we had pictures. We had video on cell phones, too. I mean, forget pulling out your wallet and showing the grandkids. Now you have a movie camera on the cell phone, smartphone. Well, not only did we talk about her two-year-old grandson, which is the love of her life and her first grandchild, I get it. She has three children of her own. They're all partnered or married. I married her daughter. You still haven't figured that one out, have you? Yeah. Anyhow, but the two-year-old's mom is pregnant and will be giving birth to a boy in September. So for an hour and a half, we looked at videos and movies and everything of the little two-year-old, but then we talked about the upcoming baby, too. And then we got too detailed about how terrible the woman was in labor for 3 days. I've heard 30 hours was the most I'd ever heard, if I remember. 3 days she was in labor, and they were going to then do a C-section, but it all happened. They're going to do a C-section this time. They're going to plan the date. So then the discussion was, what day? Because her birth is on September 8th. I said, well, it should be August 28th then. Why? I said, because it's not in September then. The kid should have his own birthday. Should be born on your birthday or your birth month. What does freedom look like? A confirmed bachelor or a grandmother for an hour and a half talks about the two-year-old, the light of her life? What does freedom look like? And who has more freedom? The people in a society that vote for leaders who shape the laws that govern them, or people in a society which stop voting or not allowed to vote? Who has more freedom? The woman who fights for her rights in society, or the woman who feels that she has no opinion? Freedom is not a separation of relationships. That's the thing I want you to hear. Paul is saying the same thing that God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit have said all through time. Freedom is not separated from relationships. Apparently, Christian freedom does not look like a life absent of mother, father, brother, sister, wife, husband, grandchild. Christian freedom is not the absence of relationships. Christian freedom is that relationships mean more because of Christ and God. Being in relationship, being free to be that grandmother or that mother and father or that husband and wife or that aunt or uncle or that friend, in my case, becomes especially apparent as a result of our relationship with Jesus. First Communion students learned that the past month. Because of their relationship with Jesus, they can come to the altar, the table, and to the feast of bread and wine, and receive the gift of forgiveness of sin, new life now in this world, and the presence of God in their life forever. They can eat the body and drink the blood. They can participate in that wonderful sacrament where God says, I love you, and let me show you how much. I love you this much that I want to invite you to a party. And then before I forget it at the announcement, we had this wonderful cake. I slid it out of the refrigerator this morning because I wanted to look at it. Confirmands, before you take off your robes, run down. We didn't get to do that today because it was a busy morning, pictures and everything. Run down to the kitchen with your families, with your smartphones and videos. Take a picture of them with the cake and everything before they cut it. The coffee people asked me about it, and we made all that plan. They're not going to cut the cake until everybody gets to see it and take a picture of it. It's worth a picture. Oh. And then before I forget it, too, while we're doing announcements in the pulpit, all of the photographs we were taking this morning of myself and the kids and us as a group and individually will be online on our website. Is that on the website? On her website. She's not listening to me. I love it. Gotcha. It's not on our website. It's on your website.
Yeah. No, either one.
Okay. Somehow you can download. Vicki Meadows said, they'll understand it, Pastor. You don't have to try to explain it, because I don't know. I'm a dinosaur. I don't know what I'm talking about. Somewhere on the web, in the cloud, there are pictures of me with my new look. I'm a new pastor. You can come up with a new name when we put it on the wall, because I don't look anything like this 4 years ago. But yeah, either on her website or the church website, call Shonda at the office. Shonda will know what's going on. Okay, that's what we'll do. Call Shonda at the office. Shonda will tell you where to go. And how to get there and everything. I don't have a clue. Okay, enough for announcements. But confirmation kids understand relationship with God and Jesus and how it is to be fed by God and loved by God so much that he would give his only son to suffer and die for us. And that's what I want to come to next. What kind of relationship follows Christian freedom? If Christian freedom means that we can be in relationship with one another, even old bachelors with no children, grandchildren, or nieces or nephews. I got a mother and a sister. Yay. What does Christian freedom mean about our relationships? The short answer is simple. Paul says it right there. Love your neighbor. Where have you heard that before? The Old Testament, the Torah, Leviticus chapter 19. The Old Testament says, love your neighbor. Jesus quotes the Torah because he was a good student. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and being, but then love your neighbor as yourself, he said. And then Paul, go figure, Paul was a good student too. He remembers the Torah. He remembers what Jesus said. Love your neighbor. To be totally free is to be able to totally love your neighbor, even if you don't like your neighbor. I hate you and I wish you were dead, the little four-year-old boy said. And the mom said, the door's always open from the inside. Fly and be free. And once I took her up on it, they came back, got hungry. What kind of relationships follows Christian freedom is to love your neighbor. Listen to Paul again. For you are called to freedom, brothers and sisters, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence. Preach it. But through love, become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you're not consumed by one another. Oh, my word. It's like he was talking about this past week, 2022. Fill in the blank. There's so many blanks you can fill in. War and pestilence and anger and hatred and all kinds of vitriol in the news. Only do not use freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. It's not being self-centered. Adam and Eve were self-centered. They wanted to be like God. They wanted to know good and evil, so they ate the forbidden fruit. They broke the one law. They only had one law. They could drive 140 miles an hour down the interstate if they wanted to. They had one law. Don't eat the fruit. Power and control. They ate the fruit because they were self-centered. We're not supposed to be self-centered. We're supposed to be God-centered. And what is it to be God-centered? It's to be made free, that you can love one another. Even a little four-year-old boy who says, I hate you and I wish you were dead. My mother didn't stop loving me. Thank God. And in fact, I think she unlocked the door when I finally did go out of it at 4 years old, so I could get back in. See if these words ring true. I read them this week, even before the end of the week happened and everything, and I just thought, wow. These words were written by a theologian named Reverend Mark Douglas in 2010. That was 12 years ago, okay, before pandemics and all this other stuff. Quote, "It is interesting that Paul does not turn to the cross to describe neighbor love. Love is not self-sacrifice, like a mom and dad do. Paul's vision of neighbor love recognized that people not only do, but ought to value themselves. You would not want someone else to bite and devour you so that you do not bite and devour them. In the face of a tradition that has sometimes pushed Christians, and especially those Christians whose freedoms have been limited or denied because of cultural or political inequities, to think that neighbor love is self-sacrifice, Paul's emphasis is on equality. It's not self-sacrifice. Bless my mother and father who sacrificed their lives for their son and daughter. I know that. Even as a 25-year-old, I wrote a letter home to my mom and dad and said, thank you. It took me 25 years to really understand this. I was pretty horrible in junior high and high school. But thank you for all that you've done for me. And since 25, I'm now 63, every year I write them a letter saying, thank you for your self-sacrifice and all that you gave to Jody and me. But that's not the love that Paul's talking about here. It's not self-sacrifice. It's about being a slave, freed to be enslaved to one another, to love one another. Now, you don't have to like one another. I've told people that, okay? Whether it's a politician or a pastor or your mom or dad, you don't have to like them some days, but you have to love them. And that means being in relationship with them, to listen to them. And for Paul, that is not self-sacrifice, that is equality. If we sit and listen to one another and hear each other's grievances and joys and celebrations for an hour and a half at the Sandpiper in Pocatello, I sat there, and I love her dearly. I've known her for 25 years and her husband, and I confirmed all three kids, and I married her daughter. Did I tell you I married her daughter? You've heard that, right? I love her dearly, and I would sit there for 3 hours if I had to and watch the videos of her two-year-old kid playing on the bed, playing with the cat, playing with the dog. We saw it all. We saw it all in an hour and a half. Because that was her joy. That's what she wanted to share with me, who knows her husband and her children and her in-laws and her outlaws. And she knew that I could love them and love the little baby, his name is Del, as much as she did. St. Augustine said it this way, love God and do what you please. I love that. And then you just, period. No, he went on. Love God and do what you please. If your will is joined to the will or yearning of God, all you ask for can only be blessed, for it will be free and good and true. Oh. Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, I will give you. The kicker there is in my name. Are we simpatico? Are we in line? Are we equal with Jesus when we ask for whatever we're asking for? Martin Luther said something very much the same. A Christian person is the most free person of all and subject to none. In freedom, you are free in Christ. A Christian person is the most free person of all and subject to none. A Christian person, however, is the most dutiful servant and slave to all and subject to everyone. God has set us free from having to love each other so that we can love each other because we're free. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? But I think St. Augustine and St. Martin Luther were right. And then I didn't realize how many of the Teede family would be here today, but I'm ending the sermon with a quote by Helen Teede. And I don't think she made it up, but it was the first time I ever heard it was from her, and her family then have repeated it to me. Helen Teede, St. Helen Teede said this, just because you can doesn't mean that you should. I absolutely love that. That's going to be on my gravestone. Whether you're talking about abortion or gun rights or politicians or old preachers or whatever it might be, just because you can
doesn't mean that you should. Just because you're free to do anything you want, free by God, means that you can't do anything you want. You're enslaved to what God's will is and what God wants you to be. And that's the kicker. Amen.
Montana, where I began my ministry Yeah, the park.
And then Yellowstone and in India also. More people have died in India, dozens and dozens, and there are thousands of people displaced by the monsoons that are worse than the past 1,000 years. So we pray for that. A prayer of joy, thanksgiving, and celebration, we pray for Alara Press, Michael Gallegos, Ashlyn Gary, Victoria Rudin, Marley Anderson, Charlie Rudin, and Cambria Wunsa at their first communion. And then certainly we pray for all those who are sick, hospitalized, or in need in any way. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church. God of faithfulness, set the face of your church firmly on you. Rooted in your self-giving love, may the church find freedom in loving our neighbors. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. God of gentleness, strengthen the earth's ability to heal. Where there is dangerous storms, bring calm. Where there are destructive fires, bring rain. Protect homes, habitats, and livelihoods threatened by climate disasters. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations of the world. God of peace, guide all who govern, that they may place the good of their citizens above self-promotion. Anoint leaders of all nations with your spirit of neighborly love. Protect refugees and all who live under tyranny or conflict. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. God of kindness, reveal your healing presence to all who are sick or dying, lonely or afraid, especially those who we name before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Support the needs of those unemployed, underemployed, hungry, or who have nowhere to lay their heads. Send us as your healing presence in their lives. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We give you thanks for this congregation, St. John's Lutheran Church. And especially today, we lift up before you Marley Anderson, Alara Press, Michael Gallegos, Ashlyn Gehring, Victoria Rudin, Charlie Rudin, and Cambria Wunsa at their first communion. Lord God, do a new thing within us. Build up and strengthen the ministries and mission of this congregation. Fill us anew with your Holy Spirit, your hope, your love, and your joy. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord of compassion, we pray for all who are working through and suffering from this world pandemic. Bless the efforts and the work of all healthcare professionals, scientists, and workers across our nation and the world. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. God of joy, we give you thanks for all who are now rest in you, especially those whom we lift up and name before you in our hearts and minds. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration of their lives. Turn our mourning into the joy of the resurrection and new life in you. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, we look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy. All these things and whatever else that you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also.
Yes, announcements, come up. You're not interrupting anything. Come on up. I'll give you a turn. I've got all these pages now. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the third Sunday after Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Jessica Kawamura and Jean Beek. Happy birthday this week to Dalton Duba, Kelly Brannick, Mackenzie Olson, Vernon Wetzel, Alexis Swanson, Brian Rast. Happy anniversary this week to Chuck and Sharon Strom, Andrew and Laura Porath, Clay and Debbie Erickson. This week at St. John's, see the insert in your bulletin for all the goings on during the week, Sunday through Sunday. They're listed there. Thank you today to Ann Casperson and Marilyn Allen for the gift of music this morning and for their music ministry. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections to the ones found there? If you don't raise your hand, I will give it over to these two people. There you go.
Good morning. Tomorrow is Daily Bread from 5:30 to 6:30. Powerhouse Christian is going to be providing us with three different soups. So please come and join us. And if you would like to volunteer, see me afterwards. Marla has graciously offered to help with tomorrow night because I'll be out of town. So thank you, Marla. And also, a week from tomorrow is 4th of July, and we are doing our second annual. There was a big break because of COVID. 4th of July breakfast from 8:30 to 10:30. So it will be in the city park, so please come and join us up there for a free breakfast. Thank you.
I wanted to say thank you to the people who helped clean in and around the church the last 3 days. And I also want to mention there are a lot of things who have been dropped off, some in the janitor's closet, some in the boiler room downstairs that just needs to go away. We're going to be in a process of gathering up some of those items, and we'll probably be placing them in the youth lounge. Step in there and look and see if there's something you might be able to use, something that might be dear to you, and we're going to try to get rid of a bunch of stuff. Some of it's there now. There's more to come.
Spring house cleaning in the middle of summer. Once again, I did it during the sermon. I didn't mean to do it during the sermon, but the photographs, there were a lot of photographs. And you need to name the new pastor that you have. 4 years ago, the last time I took a photograph for anything like this, I didn't look anything like this. The church does this to you. Yeah. So, go online, but I'll leave that between Debbie and Shonda to figure out who, how, when, why, where. I don't know nothing about the Google machine. And then also, First Communion students, don't take your robes off. Just go right down to the fellowship hall when you go out with your families. Families of First Communion students, go look at the cake, take a picture, and then the coffee hour people will cut it up and distribute it. But it's worthy of looking at and taking a picture of. It's way cool. I would invite the communion assistants and the acolytes to come forward at this time. Acolytes, don't do that. You stay with your families and commune. So communion assistants, come forward at this time. And then our offertory hymn is hymn number 465, As the Grains of Wheat. And we sing it now as our offertory hymn and in preparation for Holy Communion.
Thank you.
goodness you have blessed us with these gifts of ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us in what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. I invite you to rise for the Great Thanksgiving, found on page 144 in the front of the hymnal. Page 144. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus the Christ, who on this day overcame death in the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with the choirs of angels and the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Christ.
body of Christ given for you. The 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 body of Christ given for you. May the Lord bless you and keep you busy. The body of Christ given to you. 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 May the Lord bless you and keep you this day every day of your life. The body of Christ given to you. The body of Christ given to you. The body of Christ. The body of Christ given for you. 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 The body of Christ. The body of Christ is given to you. 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 The body of Christ 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 given to you. May the Lord bless you. This day you give your life. The body of Christ given to you. 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 May the Lord bless you and keep you this day every day of your life. The body of Christ given to you. The body of Christ given to you. May the Lord bless you and keep you this day all day for you. The body of Christ given to 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 you. Play it out. It's appropriate. Keep it going. Please rise for the blessing in the post-communion canticle, hymn number 208, and the prayer. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
was a test today, whether you could do it or not, you did okay. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Don't forget communion, and leave your robe. First communion people, go robe. If you want a picture with family, and then they'll cut the cake. But leave your robes in the fellowship hall. We don't need to come back and put them on the hanger. I'm the concierge, and I'll be the window dresser and all that. I'll do all that. Thank you, Bruce.